Hey.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Dave, you can go ahead and put live.
Okay. All right, 3 more minutes. Just setting it up now.
All right.
I'm getting it on here.
You're not?
It was so far out, I had to go back all the way.
Always a problem, Kathy. It's always something.
Mr. Murphy.
How's it going, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if we can hear you.
Fantastic. I'm sorry.
I don't want you to go live saying no sweet nothings to her, okay?
Oh, Lord. That's my job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, be catching the blues on here sometimes.
Yeah. Gotta protect the brother, man.
Yeah, the real brother.
Yeah. Jeez. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start the recording. If you can mute yourself, that way I won't have the thing. I think it's star six of time we said last week, because I don't think I have the control, but for some reason on this thing. But in any case, we going live. And so, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Monday Night Podcast. And we have quite a few people on the line with us, and we also live streaming through Facebook. We also simulcast through Blog Talk with Brother Satavi. Henri Hector is broadcasting live as well. So we have a lot of connections. So we growing and we connected with one another, and that's exactly what the National Black Unity News does. We connect with one another. And again, this is a Monday night, and sometimes as you get to by age, sometimes we get Mondays and Tuesdays mixed up. And so if for those who you was trying to get on early, please try to connect back in, because I was on a different call. But in any case, as we always do on this podcast, we have our brother and co-host, Mr. Satavi Jahi, who always gives some positive affirmations. Somebody need to mute themselves. We can hear you, sir. And brother,
kind of like under the newspaper.
Okay.
But I couldn't tell whether he was doing this.
Hello. Hello. So whoever that's doing the talking right now, we can hear you. And I appreciate you if you mute yourself. And like I said, I'm gonna get to that in any case. But brother Satavi,
can you hear me, Dave?
Yes, sir. I got you, sir. And so, okay. Again, I just want to introduce you one more time. It's because you deserve that, sir. And like I said, Brother Satav is a long time. So we've been on the front lines for many years. And he's still on the front lines. And he is always on the podcast. He's the co-host along with my brother, Henri Hector. And Satavi, you got it from here, sir. Go ahead, take it from here.
All right. Today, August 17th, the birthday of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, and our program tonight is dedicated to him and, the things that he did. And I'll start off with a quote from him. But as I always do, we read from Daily Motivations for African American Success. Let's cut to the chase. Do what is required of you and remain a slave. Do more than is required and become free. Marcus Garvey, Pan-Africanist. A comedian once said, many of us are in the metallic age, gold in our teeth, silver in our hair, lead in our pants. Everybody wants to live a long time, but nobody wants to get old. People who are bored or unhappy can live happy, productive lives regardless of age, if they take the trouble to find what it is they really want. If they can settle upon a purpose, they will be filled with new vitality. It will seem as though they found the fountain of youth, a way to turn back the clock and experience a life filled with interest, excitement, and fulfillment. There's an old fable about a dog that boasted of his ability to run at breakneck speed. One day he chased a rabbit and failed to catch it. The other dogs ridiculed him on account of his previous boasts that he made. He replied, "You must remember, the rabbit was running for his life, while I was only running for my dinner." You see, the purpose is so important. I have met many people who found excitement in youth throughout their lives. I remember an interview with A.J. Gaston, the 100-year-old insurance tycoon from Birmingham, Alabama. People like Dr. Gaston never age. Their minds and interests remain as young and clear at 100 as they were at 20, because they have a single purpose in life. They have a high degree of empathy for others. They eat and sleep well. They work, play, and love with gusto. Men and women with settled objectives, do you know who they are and where they are going and how they achieve their goals? There's no stopping them. They are filled with energy, drive, and way too much desire to slow them down. Are you one of these people? You can be. If you take a few moments to redefine your goals, it is better that you wear out and not rust out. That is our reading for the day. And, you know, the Honorable Marcus Garvey, he did a lot in his lifetime. And, you know, some of the things that he boasted about was, you know, and today Dr. Ron Daniel said, you know, we should declare it's African-American Flag Day. You know, we should make sure that the red, black, and green flag is being hosted and boasted and put up everywhere. But remember, he said that Marcus Garvey said, you know, every country, every nation has a flag. He asked, you know, he says, where's ours? He said, we don't have one. He says, I'll create one. So he created a red, black, and green flag. In Jamaica, they added another color to it, gold. But the basic colors are red, black, and green. We can see those colors in a lot of independent African nations that have that those colors in their flags. And again, he said the red stands for the blood, the black stands for the people, and the green stands for the land. And, you know, we need to make sure that we're constantly focusing on being able to have some land, or as they say, real estate. Land does not devalue. It always goes up in value. You can build on it. It's hard to destroy land. Even if you try to destroy it, it's still going to be there when, you know, whatever it is you did to it. So stay focused on, you know, the things that Marcus Garvey shared and taught. You know, he also said, you know, up your mighty race. You can accomplish what you will. He said, you know, humans were great, and we shall be great again. Whatever humans have done and achieved, people can achieve. And so we need to keep that in mind as we focus on building our greatness, especially in this time that we're going through right now, where we have a president who is sabotaging the post office for one main purpose, to steal the election, to keep the ballots from going out, since we got to do mail-in voter registration. So whatever it is that you need to do to get your ballot in, you know, you need to make sure that, you know, you put in the request a ballot so you can get that, and hopefully it gets mailed to you in time. But if not, you know, then the people are just going to have to take to the streets and say, hey, you know, we demand the following. You know what I mean? I don't know what the game plan will be around that, but we got to make sure that there will be an election in this country, because it's constitutional that every 4 years we're supposed to have an election for president of the United States. And we cannot allow the man that's sitting in office keep that from happening. You know, and so, you know, the stuff he's got going on with the post office is crazy. I mean, he's taking down mailboxes. Spent some time yesterday with my father celebrating his 88th birthday. And my sister, she works for the post office, and she was just telling me about, you know, now she works for the post office, she's a supervisor at the post office, and she was just saying how, you know, the sorting machines, taking those out and other stuff, everything that would make it possible for them to be able to count the ballots in a timely way. His person he has in there, the Postmaster General, is dismantling that infrastructure. So, you know, whatever it is that we need to do as citizens, we need to make sure that that infrastructure is no longer, it does not get dismantled anymore, and that we make sure that there will be an election in this country. And so, you know, I just wanted to open with that as we set the stage for what we want to talk about tonight regarding Marcus Garvey and the great things that he did. And, he, you know, he had a newspaper, too, called The Negro World. And The Negro World was, because he had 6 million followers, and he had merchant marines of people that was, you know, sailors on the sea in terms of for the different merchant companies that would smuggle the newspaper into countries that they would go into, even to the point that Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam had a UNIA card. You know, he was a follower and a member of the Universal Negro Improvement Association. So, you know, Garvey's outreach impact was tremendous in terms of the things that he did, you know, and we need to be able to build upon that. Another thing he had, last thing, and I'll close with this, you know, he said, you know, one God, one aim, one destiny. And if we keep that phrase in mind, it'll solve a lot of individual beefs that we be carrying about Christian versus Muslim versus Jew versus this, that, and the other. There's one God, one aim, one destiny. In his organization, he had black Christians, he had black Hebrew Israelites, he even had an Orthodox African church. So he did a lot in terms of bringing forth the concept of unity without uniformity. And so, you know, I'm going to close with that. And, you know, we can go ahead and dive into what we want to talk about for tonight. And remember that saying, one God, one aim, one destiny. You know, and if we keep that in our mind, and we won't get hung up on the different things that we think that divide us. All right, back to you, Mr. David.
All right, thank you, sir. It's powerful information, Brother Sataba. You know, Marcus Garvey, man, every time I think he's, like I say, I often say we stand on great shoulders. And during his time, can you imagine what was going on in this country? You think we crying abuse today that was taking place with the post office and everything. Can you imagine during his period of time what we, black people, melanated people, was going through? In spite of all of that, he was able to amass and attract people from all around the world. He tapped into businesses. He tapped into so much media. He tapped into shipping. He tapped into so much. But one of the most important things he tapped into was unity. And it amazes me, but yet it does not. Because when you got a people with their mindset on, like you say, one aim, one goal, one God, is that all things are possible. Even God himself say, Jesus himself say, when two or three are gathered in his name, that all things are possible. It's just that because when you mentioned that newspaper, here we are with the National Black Unity News with all this glory, with all this technology, and people have access to information now. And yet it's extremely difficult for us to gather the truth, so to speak, to teach unity.
That's right.
Because one of the reasons is, well, there's many reasons, but we have been straight up, our minds has been penetrated. The system is really stacked up against us, and even though it's stacked up against them, but I think that, I don't know if it's in the Bible somewhere else, but see, when you can lock a person up, you can do all kinds of things to them, but you cannot take their mind unless they allow you to. And when a person has a determined mind to stand up, to be accounted for, to do for himself and for his family, all things are possible. And so I salute to most of the people on this call that is involved with the National Black Unity News, because we are trying. We are putting up a gallant fight. We do have a voice, and we are shouting out. And in the spirit of Marcus Garvey, you know, despite, like I say, the difficult time that he endured during his day, yet he was able to accomplish so many things. But see, at the same time, the technology wasn't there. You see, you know, that's one thing he didn't have to, you know, go see. He can have the underground. He can get there because information didn't travel as fast as it does now. And here we sitting up here with this internet. Look at us right now. Even my grandmother would be amazed at what we are doing right at this particular moment. All of us in different locations, yet we sharing information. But matter of fact, can even see one another. And so, you know, so ladies and gentlemen, I'm great. Open up the lines if you can reach yourself. If you just want to dive in, but I just want to start this conversation off with this. Here on this call, and I know quite a few people on the call, but, you know, and there's quite a few people gathering on the Facebook as well. But we on this call right now, we have people, and Brother Sataji mentioned about the post office and how the election and all this going on. And we see in real time how one man, and we talking about the power of one. One man is different, but one man can tear things down, and you see it in real time right now. One man seemed like he has this whole country in jeopardy. He has a whole party scared to death to even speak to him, speak up against him. And you got people who will follow him knowingly that he's not right. He's not even fit to be president. But yet he's allowed to do so. And this great country and this great technology and everything that we have, but yet a person with that much power, because he's determined to do what he set out to do. But and that gives me the thought that we continue. We, like I said before, we have people who have served in the military, black people have fought for this country. And now that same thing that we have been spit upon, fought for, is in jeopardy right now. It's being taken away from right in front of our eyes. All kind. That's the mailbox, is just one thing. Redistricting. Oh, they doing every little trick in the books, man. That pen, that's why they say the pen is mightier than the sword. Because they doing all kinds of things that you don't see behind. You know, the thing we on right now is being infiltrated by propaganda. And we got brothers on here now, like Brother Bill, my partner. He's out there every day lately for the last 60-something days protesting. Still fighting on the front lines. We got young people like Vernon Street on here is bringing out all types of technology so that can connect us. And Marcus Garvey had nowhere near the kind of tools he had, but he had one thing. He was determined, and he unified. Because people, like I say, and they brought into the dream because they all had one thing in common. They wanted to be free. They wanted to be equal. And we are equal. I'm talking about equal just because I'm talking about as a person, as a man. But, you know, I often say laws come in three different ways. There's man's laws, there's natural laws, and there's God's laws. And as a person, we have to operate in all three of them. And you render to Caesar what is Caesar, but, you know, when you follow man's laws, it's extremely shaky. And so for those of you who have been in the military, for those of you who are still out there on the front line, still battling, for those of you who are using this technology, I'm open up the lines. Y'all can unmute yourselves, and I just want to hear your thoughts because, quite frankly, I am kind of not confused, but it amazes me how a system is in place, and this thing's been in place for some time, and it seems like we as the people have been lulled to sleep. Or we've been given, we sell out to each other. I'm talking about it's like a selfish attitude about me, myself, and I, and everybody else is on their own, and that's why, you know, they're able to do those type of things to us because there's no strength when we do individual things, but there is strength in unity. We see what happened over this last several months. When people took to the streets, they were even questioning the police department, dismantling the police department in some areas. Yep. because of the strength of people, a unified mind. You see, that's the power of unity. But in any case, there's one person on the call before, you know, because I really like what this brother doing, because, you know, he inspires me. Not because he's up there in age, but he, you know, he's still a young man. He's a man, you know, as a man thinking, that's how old he is. But at the same time, mm-hmm. he's still taking it dedicated, and he don't have to. Like neither one of you don't have to do the things that you're doing, but you're doing. Brother Bill, can you unmute yourself, sir? And I want Bill to say a few words, because I'm gonna tell you why. Because like I said, he's the gentleman I was speaking about out there every day. Protesting, but Bill, this is nothing new to Bill. Been doing this for a long time, and I just want to ask him this one simple question: why, Bill?
Well, first, let me just say good evening to everybody.
Good evening, Bill.
Fine. I wasn't gonna say something about Marcus Garvey, everything else, but basically, look, man, you know, like I always say, for me, I always believe that everybody got purpose to live. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for me, I think that you should strive to try to make sure that you make the world better when you leave and when you found it. You know what I'm saying? So I have an obligation to the world, and I have an obligation to what I believe in is the creator. You know, so, and it's been 73 days, David, not 60. But, so, I mean, you know, so basically, I mean, listen, that's why I'm out there. I mean, I just believe that all of us have responsibility. I don't think that we just here just to live and that's it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the people that think that way, that's on them. But I think that all of us have a purpose in life. And unfortunately, or either fortunately, I guess the creator just wanted me to be an activist. But I'm all right with that, because irregardless of how big of a footprint you leave or how small of a footprint you leave, then it's important that people know that you was here to leave a print. And that's what I try to do.
All right. Okay, you said you wanted to say something. You were going to mention something about Marcus Garvey. Go ahead. Take the time to do that.
No, I just want to say, you know, because Satari said it all and you said it all, but I just say, you know, timing is everything, man. You know what I mean? Marcus Garvey, hey, when he did what he did, you know what I mean? Black people was in another kind of situation. Organizing black people then than it is now to a certain extent. You know what I mean? Just like Martin Luther King, or just like Elijah Muhammad, you know what I mean? Elijah Muhammad kind of piggybacked off Marcus Garvey concept, you know? So I'm just saying, timing is everything, man. You mentioned all George Floyd, you know what I mean? The creator will use anybody the creator wants to make things happen. You know, before George Floyd got killed, none of us knew George Floyd. But George Floyd is known all around the world, not just here in the United States, all around the world, because God chose him to use for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Now, we may not agree with the reason, but that's how I look at it, right? So, you know, sometimes when the creator gives something to you, it belongs only to you, man. What Marcus Garvey done was for Marcus Garvey to do, and he did it.
Exactly.
Okay,
I agree.
Brother Hector.
Yes.
You know, you want to chime in, sir, on this? You know, how do you feel about, you know, what Marcus Garvey did, but also what's going on today as well?
This is Andre Hector, radio personality, motivational speaker. Yes, I was totally agreeing with Mr. Bill Gooden, because at that time, that was his time for a situation such as that. And just going over his bio and just reading up on him and watching a documentary about this gentleman, this guy was remarkable. This guy was really remarkable. And what was so remarkable about him was that he saw a situation, right? And he knew that something wasn't right. He saw division. Not only did he see the division, but he put it in his mind that, you know what, there's nobody else, well, in his eyes, stepping up to become a leader of change. And he took something and he made it into something. I mean, this gentleman, as I was reading up on him, what was so remarkable was that I believe he was born on August 17th to 1887 at St. Anne's Bay in Jamaica. What really opened up his eyes was I was reading about or looking at video about how his father and they were working on a job. I think it was in a grave site, if I'm not mistaken. And his father put him into the grave and pulled the ladder up and had him stay there for a very long time. and his father was trying to send this young man a lesson. Some people might say, why you put that man in the grave like that? But he was letting him know that he was going to be alone, that at the end of the day, you're born alone. You know, you come in this world by yourself, and you're going to leave out here by yourself. And in that time, he developed a sense of, you know what, a sense of getting things done in his own. That's the beginning of his journey. And he took that journey. But then he saw divisions between white and black. And he seen an opportunity that he needed to take because of the simple fact that maybe he felt like nobody else was doing it. And he became an activist. And what was so inspiring to me in this, in the times that we're living in now, is that we see not only the spirit of him being manifested even now, but it's being manifested in many people. Many people are seeing that, you know what, something's not right today. Something's definitely not right today. And we see people more awake now and taking responsibility. We're seeing people actually talking about the issues that are at hand. And we're seeing people saying, we're not going to just say, we're not just going to talk about it, but we're going to be about our business. One of the things that I like about Mr. Bill Gooden is that he has been out there lobbying. He's been out there showing that he's about to change, and I like what he's been doing. So that's an inspiration for me. As a young person, I look and I say, you know what, something must be going on, so I need to see and investigate what's going on, because change has to begin, and it has to begin with us. So I really appreciate what's been going on right here. And if we want change, we got to do something. Talking ain't going, I mean, it's a good start. We could talk. But after that, there's some action that has to be put down.
That's right. You're right. Right. Anybody else want to chime in? All right. I'm going to call you out, Fran Allen.
I knew you were coming for me, David Murphy.
Yeah.
Please. Okay. So since you asked for it, you were talking about 45 and, you know, the state that he has our country in. But I think you give 45 too much credit. I think you make him smarter than he is. He is surrounded by people who are driven by greed and hate. They can call it anything they want to call it, but you can't treat people the way they treat people and not say you don't hate them.
Yeah, it's true.
Because your behavior reeks of hate, and your behavior reeks of greed. Mm. You know, my gain at anyone and everyone else's loss. That's what they do. That's what they're about. That's how they behave. And so 45 surrounded himself with people that showed him how to unleash the hate and the greed that exists within other people in this country.
Right.
And when they realized that they had someone who was going to allow them to be themselves up close and personal, no matter where, no matter what, and no matter when, folks just went off. They lost their minds. And what we have is the end result is a country that used to be held in the highest of esteem all around the world. And now we're a laughing stock. People are laughing at us, and they do not understand why we have still allowed this idiot to be in office and run our country. Well, hate and greed and greed. Those people in the Senate and the people in the House of Representatives, there are many of them that have gone straight to the bank on the back of the people because they've legislated away our rights and our benefits and pocketed the benefit themselves. They have created situations whereby instead of being able to be on the come up, we're on the fallen down. This pandemic, this is a man-made creation, something that they intended to test.
I agree.
I don't believe they expected that the test would get out of hand and take a trip around the world. And now they're using it now, I believe, as a distraction. You know, the pandemic, pandemic. And while we were at the height of, you know, the scare of the pandemic, they were throwing up 5G towers all over the world like
all
crazy,
over the place.
Like
yes.
crazy. And, you know, you might think that this is crazy, but it's all right. 5G is here to stay. It can kill people. It can do whatever they intend for it to do. But at the end of the day, it's here to stay. And so instead of fussing about 5G and the terrible things it's doing to my community, I bought stock in a 5G company. And I'm sorry, but you know where I'm going? I'm going to the bank, just like them other people are. I'm not crazy.
All right.
I'm not crazy. They don't have good intentions for any of us. We must have good intentions for ourselves. They are not going to help us up. We must figure out how we take the $3 that we still have and put it to work for us as opposed to spending it on them.
Right.
That is what I have done. And, you know, I mean, I'm no worse for the wear. I teach my children to do it. My daughter is in California right now looking at properties to buy. She's about to buy some property in California. Praise God. I love my daughter. But it ain't because she was sitting around fussing and complaining about what she didn't have. It's because she was working out with what she had and turned it into what she needed.
Beautiful.
Okay. It's terrible times. It really is. It's terrible times. But you know what? If we all have the ability to make the times that we are in the best possible times we can for ourselves. You don't have to take this negativity and this nonsense. If the pandemic is a problem for you, don't go out. Stay home. What's more important, the external stuff or your life? You got to figure it out. You just have to figure it out. And guess what? It's not going to get any better before it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. So if you know that, then why aren't you preparing for that? Prepare for that.
You think
don't
these
wait.
People will really prepare for this?
No,
in your personal opinion.
No, I don't think anyone. I don't think anyone was prepared for it. But when we realize where we are and what we're in, like these people that decide that they're going to go traveling and they're going to go hang out on the beach, and you go to the beach and there's 400 people on the beach. When you get out of your car and you see 400 people, you know what you should do? You should get
what?
In your car. You should get back in your car. Don't go down to the beach with the other 399 people. It's just
yeah, you know what? Some people, you know what? Common sense nowadays,
no,
friend, it's very sense. Rare sense.
Common sense is not common. I agree. But you know
it's
what?
Very rare.
You know what is common? A desire to survive.
That's right.
That is common. So I don't even buy the, well, you know, they don't have common sense. Do you want to live? Do you want to live? Because if you want to live, you know what to do. I'm sorry. I'm not buying all those
right.
other excuses. If you want to live, get back in a car. If you don't care, go to the beach. You have a choice. We all have free will, and we can all do whatever we choose to do. But do not come back whining and crying about the consequences that you are going to have to suffer as a result of the choices that you make.
Now, you said
that's true.
You said a mouthful.
You did say a mouthful.
You're going to have to deal with them consequences. They are going to come. And the last thing I'm going to say is the vote piece.
Yeah, what's up with that? What's up with the mailboxes, friend?
45 intentionally put the gentleman in the office that's over the post office so that he could have someone to do his bidding from the inside out. That wasn't an accident. And that guy didn't just come up with this stuff. He was placed there to do a specific task, dismantle the service. Because if you dismantle it from the inside, you can't say that the postman didn't pick up my ballot like they didn't pick it up the last time and I took it to the post office myself. Now they're saying Well, we don't have any sorters. We can't sort the mail. Well, don't they have to sort stuff besides the ballots? Isn't other mail coming through that they have to sort? And all of a sudden, they don't need any sorters? Well, if they don't need the sorters now, they never needed them.
All of a sudden, right?
They were still taking our money for something that they didn't need to take it for. I mean, this is not
new.
This is not new. He did this on purpose so that he can impact a person's ability to vote. So beat them at their own game. Sidestep the post office. Mm-hmm. Make them send you your ballot. They don't need a sorter for that. Make them send you your ballot. So now you don't have to go no place to get it. It's in the mail. They'll bring it to you. But when you fill it out, take it back. And don't take it to the post office. Take it to the polling place. That's where the post office is going to take it.
Oh.
So don't sidestep the post office. If they're not going to do what they are in existence to do, what do you need them for?
That's right.
What do you need them for?
Another thing is, didn't the post office have an excuse for that, for taking those mailboxes? What was the excuse?
I don't know what the excuse was.
They said that because it wasn't a lot of mail flow.
It's not as much mail as it used to be.
Yeah.
All
of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden. All of a sudden.
Can I just real quick, y'all?
Yes,
one of the things that I remember way back in the early 70s was our communities were putting in and doing a lot of damage to those boxes back in the day. I don't remember all of what happened, but I do remember that people were putting bombs in them and all kinds of stuff, and most of the mail was getting destroyed on the corner. And so I think that was one of the premises. But again, you know, the voting aspect is another whole ball game. Today, it's got nothing to do with mailboxes, but today it's got a lot to do with getting the information as to how you can vote, when you can vote, where to vote, all that sort of stuff. Get that information, and like Fran said, don't depend on the mail. Take it to where it's supposed to go. Take it to your registered office. Back to you.
If you want to know, if you want to know what to do about the voting, go to vote.org, vote.org. It'll tell you everything you need to know, and you can find out everything about how to vote, where you are, whatever state they have. The list of the states that come up, you click on Maryland and it tells you everything that you need to know about how to vote in Maryland.
Give them that information one more time, Fran.
It's vote, VOTE.org, vote.org. Go there, learn it, get your ballot, make them mail the ballot to you. I'm telling you, make them do what they're supposed to do, and then you fill it out and take it back where it's supposed to go. So what if it defeats the purpose of the mail-in ballot? If we don't do anything, we're going to be defeated anyway.
That's right. There you go. And you know, you said something earlier, Fran, about, you know, you know, with the 5G thing. You know, you say, you know, this thing is growing and it's going to be prosperous and it's going to do a lot of things. But, you know, I remember a long time ago, there was a gentleman by the name, an entertainer by the name of Sammy Davis Jr. And people used to, you know, label him, oh, he's Uncle Tom, he's this, that. But see, this man was a multi-talented gentleman. And he strove because he was determined to make it where it's at. But what people didn't know about him, that he brought a lot of brothers and sisters up. See, you have to be in on the inside.
Yep.
You can't, you know, if you're on the outside,
yep,
you can't do too much. But when you get on the inside,
right,
then you see how things are operating.
Right.
Then you know how to make your move. And
that's exactly
I'm gonna,
right.
And I'm going to tell you one thing. A lot of, I don't say too much about this. That's why I'm in the newspaper business. Because if you make change, because I found out a long time ago, just by the way I was brought up, through media. I didn't see me in the media.
Yeah.
I didn't see, when I say me, I'm talking about us, we
yeah,
black
right.
people. You know, when I was going, like I said, when I was a little boy, you didn't see no black TV, Joe Amos and Andy, and you didn't
mm-hmm.
aspire to be him. You know, them
right.
anyway. But, you know, but and Stephen Fletcher and them, but again, you know, they did what they had to do because they broke into the game too.
Yeah.
Even have a show, even though we made people laugh at them, but they was on the inside,
right?
And they was putting people to work. And but you know, but again, see, sometimes we have misconceptions because, like I said, I remember they called him Sammy Davis, Uncle Tom, he this that. But when I read his autobiography, and the names that he named and the people that he helped
mm-hmm.
to pull them in, I mean, it's amazing. And like
it's
Bill
amazing.
Said, everybody has a purpose and everybody has the time, but you have to use that time wisely. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
most of us look
that's
like
right.
I say, people like to be comfortable, but you got to step outside the box sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you got to be innovative. You know, and like I said, you
yeah.
got to go. You got if it's a game out there, you can be a spectator, but
ooh,
you got
boy.
To get into the game. If you really want to make change, you want to get your swing at bat, you got to play the game. And but you know, we still have a couple of more people on here who they want to share a little bit of information. We can come back to our conversation, but that Vernon Streeter, I see you right there. You want to share about some of the things, because Vernon is doing some things that can change the game as well. Because Vernon's in the game. You want to share a little bit of information,
okay,
Vernon, about what you got, what you're going to do?
Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you. I can hear you.
Okay. All right. I got another little connection. What I formed was a TV station, and several of you who are on this Zoom call have some type of advertisement on there. And what I want to do is I want to play maybe like a 30 second on there of the TV. You guys see it? Let me see if I can go see it. Okay.
Okay, let me do this. I see it up here in this corner here. Let me see if I can bring
that. Yeah, I got to unmute it.
I said James Brown.
Yeah. Let me unmute myself.
There you go. It's good. Yeah. Good. I'm doing it. Yeah.
That's a dancing brother, boy.
Yeah. Brings back good memories. I was 11 years old, and my mother, that was the first concert that my mother ever took me to. That's the first concert I ever went to was a James Brown concert.
And every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of us children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, and Catholics will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty. Free at last.
beautiful.
I know that guy.
So I'm just going to pause the sound while the program is playing in the back. It also has a TV guide, which pulls up on the side. You can see which time each program comes on.
So did you click on Unity TV?
Say it again.
What you do, just click on Unity TV?
Yeah, I'm going to send a link to the site, but I don't know if you can see when I click this little part down here. It's a TV guide little icon.
Yeah,
we saw
it. See it.
Yeah,
this is great.
You can see this is for us, you know, by us, it's for the community. So soon we're gonna be looking for people to put programming on there. You can either put a show, or you can put a commercial on there. And we're going to advertise in the National Black Music News. And eventually, we're going to form a news program. We're going to do the morning news, the afternoon news, and the nightly news. We want to look film Black-owned filmmakers. We want to do it like a pro, primetime show, you know, for around 8 or, you know, 8 to 10 or whatever. But it's wide open. So, you know, once you guys have seen this, you have any, like, any creative ideas about, you know, the TV station, you know, be free, you know, feel free to drop me a line.
All right.
You produce many more volumes of poetry, works of fiction, autobiographies, dramatic plays, a film script, and he even acted as a correspondent.
All right.
Excellent.
Vernon.
Yeah.
Let me say this to you, man. That's outstanding, man. You know, I see your vision. Let me say, you know, I'm going to say this, you know, because that's my nature is media. You know, you know, we have what they call what Brother Satavi is doing right now, Henri Hector and all of them, what Vernon is doing. You know, it wasn't that long ago, but Main Street TV was thing. We had two or three channels. Remember, some of us remember them days. And then right. You have, you know, you had popular radio broadcast now. And about 8 years ago, I started doing some research on mass media. And since the inception or the promotion of the internet, do you know how much of a game changer that it changed my business, the newspaper business? It changed radio business because Blog Talk pretty much wiped major radio out the way, knocked them out the way. People didn't know it was 100,000 shows on Blog Talk, but people took power into their own hand. And right now, today, through the internet, not only because you don't have to have those towers and everything else that they use, but through the internet,
right,
you can reach people all over the world. Just the only thing you have to start creating your own audience. And what Vernon is doing for all of those people, even what we are doing on this thing right now, podcasting and blog talking and everything else, this is a powerful thing. You think Oprah and what's that other gentleman name to dress up like a lady? What's his name?
Oh, Madea
and them. Yeah.
Tyler Perry.
Yeah, Tyler Perry and all of them, you know. Yeah, they're doing traditional stuff, but you know that thing. It still has its place, and it's still in the game. But the game is definitely being changed. So, man, brothers, Vernon Streeter, man, good job, good vision, man. Because this
yeah, I like
how
it.
Change
it was nice.
Takes place, and I'm just looking. I'm still looking at it myself.
It's
bringing back a lot of memories to me because I know most of these folks on here.
Probably Vernon. Vernon's just kind of a quiet guy in his way, but Vernon's putting it together. Hey, but look, man, I do another program at 8:30.
All right. Yeah, okay.
So I'm
all right, yeah.
But I will say this, David, because, you know, I was listening to Fran, and I think one day, man, we should just have a whole conversation in reference to Donald Trump. Because, you know, even in terms of the election and however it goes, you know, like I keep saying to people, to me, it's more about the Republican Party while he's in office. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, they can take that man out of office anytime they want to take that man out. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, well, the reason that they're leaving him there is why? Because he's pushing an agenda for white America, man. And I think that we need to have that conversation one day.
I think so, too.
Well, as a matter of fact, it's done, you know, because, like I say, people, you know, if we don't say nothing, it's going to continue to go on. If we
don't speak up
and take a stand, then, you know, and that's how they get us, just being quiet, not saying. We got to speak truth to power, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, I have to go. I got another program at 8:30.
All right.
Okay.
You know, so,
bye, Bill.
Okay.
All right, take care, Bill.
Yeah, but Vernon, man, like I say, man, this is good work, man. And like I say, we're going to be talking because, you know, if any way I can assist you, sir, you know, I'm available to you.
Right. And this is a vehicle for all of us, you know, for all of us to put some product, you know, some video advertisement, whatever we're doing individually to put it on the channel.
All right.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Right. And I will be sending links out to everybody. So we can. What I do is I put it on a Facebook, and you can just click on it from there, and I can also send it out also.
So, Dave, you remember when I told you I was going to call you and do my commercial? I did my interview with Wayne, so you guys have what you need. You got new copies, and he said he was going to drop it. I guess maybe I'll get it this week.
Yeah, he got it, but, you know, for the last couple of weeks, I had what you call computer problems and stuff
that,
you know,
okay,
so that's why for the last 2 weeks I've been battling, so I'm thank God I'm on a new computer.
All right, yay!
And not only that, guess what? Out of the ashes, my old computer, the one that was broke down, is working again.
Uh-oh.
And so, you know, and so, you know, watch out. You know, like I say,
I like your background, David.
Yeah, you know, I got a new attitude.
Oh, that's
me. This guy's showing off. He's definitely showing off. Looking good back there, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But see, that's why I say, you know, ain't no, see, one thing about people involved with the National Black Unity, we are not stagnant. You know, we're constantly moving forward, you know, and we're still in the game. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you got to stay in the game, man, you know, especially those of you who are seasoned. You know, if you feel like you want to get out the game, take that information that you have and give it to some young, hungry folks who can take that vision and continue to run with.
Yep.
How the Bible say, I don't know if you scholars on there, they say old men dream or have visions, and young people, the young guys have dreams. They dream dreams.
Yeah, God has called the wise because they know the way and they're wise, and the young men are strong, you know, because, you know, we're just young and strong. But you guys set the vision, and you have us work the vision.
All right. And so,
I just want to say one thing. I just think all of you guys, you know, my elders on here, you know, I look up to you guys. You guys give me inspiration. And I thank God for you guys for creating this platform and just coming together and showing me how we as people can come together and just work together and pull our resources together and help each other. I mean, this gave me like a new inspiration. And so I'm just going to, you know, take it and go forward and then reach forward to the generations before me. And I just want to thank everybody on here.
Thank you, sir. But before we, I'm going to shut this thing down. Is there, is Mayo, are you on the line? If you are, sir, please unmute yourself, because this is another gentleman who's, if he's on here, please unmute yourself. And he's very innovative as well. You know, this brother build and teach people how to build those drones that you see flying around here. And he wants to teach us, our people, to get into that technology as well. See, even person like Vernon right now. See, Vernon can take those drones and do all types of aerial shots and stuff, you know, and get footage and stuff, you know.
But, yeah, Vernon got to get together.
Yeah, that's why I say, man, we got to, you know, connect, because like I said, everybody is like a big piece of pie or puzzle. Everybody got a part of it. And you put it together, you're going to create a beautiful
Definitely.
Picture. But Vernon, like I say, this is
yeah.
a powerful footage, man. And so, you know, we got a 3 minutes left. But Mayo, if you're on the line, unmute yourself. Just chime in if you can. But in any case, you know, brother Bill has left. But brother Satavi, as always, man, appreciate you, sir, because Satavi, the one who came up with the topic for this evening discussion. And sometimes, you know, you have to know where you've been to know where you're going. And we traveled a lot of roads, and the road haven't been easy, and it's still not easy. But like I say, but you got to stay in the battle. And the way you win a war is by winning a battle, one battle at a time. And so, you know, again, and anybody, because, you know, time is really running out on us, anybody who wants to share some closing remarks, this is the time to do so.
I have a guest that's on. I don't know if he can unmute us to hack it.
Yes, I've seen him on there. Yes. And let me see if he can do it from this end.
Okay. While he's trying to unmute himself, I'm going to need a lot of like help with this station. So anybody feel free to step up. We need our programming. We need anchor people. Just a lot of stuff, a lot of back end stuff that I'm going to need help with.
Mr. Hackett, are you available to speak?
Yeah, yes, I am. I'm enjoying you guys, and hats off to you. You guys are just fantastic. Wish I could duplicate it and send it all around the world, but as you say, the internet is very, very powerful. I concur with you. Mr. Streeter is on the ball 100%, and it's great to see you men rally around each other. I mean, that right there is fantastic. Not pulling anybody down, but you're rallying around. And like you said, Mr. Streeter has fantastic ideas, visions, and much a part of what you guys are doing. I just want to say hats off to not only Mr. Streeter, but to you guys, too. I like the way you handle the mic and all the chores, and it's great. You know, that's the adjective that I have to use. It's great, and hats off to all you men.
Can you give them a little quick background of who you are and what you do?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Can you give them a quick background of who you are?
Oh, okay. It's Cal Hackett, the Sunshine Spreader. I've been in broadcasting a lot of times, long years. I've worked at WWDC and in DC along with my friend Mari Povich, and did Maryland Public TV, the Joyful Gospel series. Just a lot of radio. Toward the end was mostly gospel. But I'm just very happy that I tuned in and hear you guys, the host. You're just doing a great job. It's not so much about me, but like you said, the older guys can kind of step back, and we know that it's in good hands. This is a good program. So hats off to you again. Not so much about me. They can always Google that, Cal Hack, and find out. But it's about the new breed, what you guys are doing, along with Mr. Streeter and the host, A+, thumbs up all the way.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And we have another gentleman on here because, you know, like I said, we were talking about new technology, but there's a technology that stands the test of time. And Mr. Leroy McKinney, can you mute yourself on that? Mr. Leroy McKinney, yeah. He's an author, but he also assists people to publish books. Now, books are still relevant. Share a little bit about what you did before we in closing, Mr. McKinney.
It's kind of good evening, everybody. Kind of ironic that I came on tonight because I usually have these things that I try and focus on. For weeks and get people to focus on. And this week, I lied to you not, my focus was on Black media and how there is not a lot of Black media that we have out there. and the tools that we use and that we have that are available. The National Black Unity News is just awesome, along with a couple of other ones that I want to focus on, or that I try to focus on. But what I do is I am the president and CEO of JNF Enterprises, which is a distribution, publishing, and business consulting firm here in Baltimore. And what we do is we focus on branding and marketing for aspiring entrepreneurs as well as aspiring authors and seasoned authors, to give them the opportunity to get exposure through not the mainstream media, but those media outlets that aren't readily talked about or readily used. And it's important that we have this outlet and this tool that we use, because it's all that we have. The Jets, the Jet magazines, the Ebony magazines, the Black Enterprise magazines, all of those magazines have kind of fallen off. And so we don't have the outlets that we have, as many outlets that we have, that get the spotlight and highlight. So it's important that we use these and that we have these conversations that are being had tonight, so that we understand what tools we have out there to be at our exposure. And a lot of authors don't have access to it, or don't know that these are readily available, i.e. the National Black Unity News, that does the author showcase, that puts this out there in a national, the number one, I won't get this right, the number one national black newspaper out there.
Take your time, take your time.
Like James Brown said, James Brown said, say it loud.
Exactly. So it's important that people know that these resources are available to them. And a lot of authors that I'm trying to connect with and I am getting connected to haven't really heard about it. So this is a great way for me to introduce them to this particular tool that is out there for them, that they wouldn't even probably thought about, or would think that it would be, an exorbitant amount of money to do the package that we put together for authors and for the magazine. I mean, for the exactly. newspaper, and to understand that this is a benefit. It's a win-win for everybody, because the newspaper wins because it brings content to the newspaper that is just, is great, along with the other content that's in there, and it puts Black authors in the spotlight that you wouldn't ordinarily probably hear about. So I'm enjoying this. I love Our Black Media, and this is even more important today than it has been ever before. So I'm glad I was able to come in the last few minutes of the show and everything like that. But this is phenomenal.
And we appreciate you. Can you give us your information again, so the viewers who are listening will be able to log on to your site,
sure.
Give your information again in your website and your phone number if possible.
Sure. They can, the website is www.jnf, and that's the letter J, the letter N, the letter F, enterprises.com. I'm on social media, Facebook, YouTube, as well under JNF Enterprises. Everything is JNF Enterprises. And my phone number is 443-762-2324, and my email address is jnfenterprises@yahoo.com.
Thank you very much. Back to you, David.
Okay, well, we normally like to stay for 1 hour, but we're going past a few minutes. That's one thing about controlling your own ship and your own destiny. You control your time as well. And we want to thank everybody who participated in this podcast this evening, and a special kudos to my brother Vernon Streeter, because I've continued to watch the thing as we closing out. And like I said, again, good job, brother. And I want to thank everybody who participated, those who were on Blog Talk, those who are on Facebook live streaming, and those who are actually in the Zoom conference call. And again, we got work to do. And I thank God that, those of us on here are working in the vineyard. And I want to remind everybody, tomorrow night, same time, 7:30, the National Black Unity News will be hosting our other podcast, where we highlight the people involved with the publication and those who aspire to be involved with the publication. And it's hosted by yours truly, Miss Fran Allen. So it's 7:30. And tune in, because that will be going live as well. But we will be sending out the link. And or you can call David Murphy at 443-455-2373, and I'll send you the link. And I thank you all again for a fantastic evening, because we're here, we're active, we're involved, and keep up the good work and keep on fighting until the victory is won. So this podcast is ended, and thank everybody, and you have a pleasant good evening.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Thank you all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, that concludes that part of the live podcast, and we close out with some closing comments by myself, Satana Jahi. Again, we want to thank everybody on Blog Talk Radio that tuned in to the National Black Unity News Podcast. And we close out with our theme song called It's My Time. And it is our time. We want to do what we need to do to move forward, make sure that we, all the suggestions that was given in the podcast concerning voting and Donald Trump, go. It's my time. Wake up.
Good night, everybody.